Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Yeah. You charged me twice. You charged me in February and you discharged me again in March.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code so I can pull this up for you?
53590.
53590.
Yeah.
Okay, and can I have a name for that, ma'am?
Patricia Sheely.
Okay, can you verify that shipping address for me?
924 Buena Vista Drive.
Okay. Give me 1 second so I can take a look at your account, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. When did you say we charged you?
Well, back in February.
Okay, I'm looking at your account.
Chris, and then I called and canceled, and I have a cancellation number, and then you just charged me again on 325.
Okay, well, I do not see that charge right here. The latest charge that I see is on March the 23rd, and I do see that they refunded that for you. I don't see the 25th one. That's probably not our product.
What?
The only charge, the latest
charge.
Exact
same amount, $94.90.
I'm not seeing that, ma'am. The only latest charge I'm seeing is on the 23rd, on March the 23rd. There was two charges on March the 23rd, and they refunded that for you.
Then why is it showing up as charged on my account?
If we would have charged you again, I could see that, but I think they canceled your account after that, so we couldn't charge you again after that.
Well, the first one was in February.
Yes, ma'am, that was in February, yes.
Yeah, so it was on February 25th, and now it's on March again.
Let me read to you the dates. So The first charge was on the 23rd, two charges on the 23rd, and then another two charges on the March the 23rd. I don't see a 25th on here. That's probably a separate
product.
Well,
why was I charged in February and then in March?
Because it was a reoccurring plan.
I canceled it in February, so why is it showing up in March again?
Yes, ma'am. Well, they canceled your account and they refunded those charges. Let me look back in my notes and see if what did they do? 1 second, ma'am. Okay, so I do see that on the March the 27th, you called in.
Well, I didn't call on March. I called in February.
One moment, ma'am. I'm seeing calls from March that you called in and said this was fraud and you got transferred to a supervisor and agreed to a 50% refund, ma'am. I'm just reading the notes, ma'am. I'm just seeing that you agreed to a 50% refund on the March charges.
I'm sick of you people. I am sick of you fucking people.
I'm sorry, ma'am. But I'm not seeing any other charge besides the latest charge on the 23rd. We haven't charged you anymore.
Well, it's on two different statements. So
which statements are you looking at? Are you looking at the February one?
February, and then I just got one yesterday in March.
Okay, so the March ones, those are going to have your February charges. So I think that's why you're seeing those on there.
Whatever. Better not happen again. I'm sick of you fucking people.
Ma'am, I would like you to stop speaking to me like that. I'm not calling you out your name. I'm just assuring you that we haven't charged you anymore. Your account is
Yeah.
canceled.
All right, bye.
Goodbye, ma'am. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. I don't know.